For the third time in the last 50 years, Columbus voters have rejected incorporating districts into city council. Issue 1 aimed to change Columbus City Council from 7 at-large members to 13 members, 10 of which would represent a particular ward or neighborhood. But in last night's election, the ballot measure was defeated in a 3-1 margin. Earlier in the day, the Franklin County Board of Elections predicted a late voter turnout. By 5:30, a polling station in Clintonville had seen a steady stream of some 200 voters. Residents like Andy Schroeder came to support Issue 1. He says he likes the idea of more representation, but he's had his doubts.
I've heard that it's not particularly well written and that there are lots of gray areas, and so I'm a little concerned about that. But I think that being able to have more representation outweighs those doubts.
Poll workers in the South Linden neighborhood told us they hadn't heard from many voters who supported Issue 1. Many, like Patricia Ann Allen, said they're content with the current city council.
I back my mayor, I back my city council, because I'm on their campaigns and I wouldn't see nothing no different. They're doing a great job and I'm proud of them, and they will always have my back and my support.
By 7:30, polls had closed. Whitney Smith, the co-chair of Represent Columbus, a citizens initiative campaign that got the issue on the ballot, gathered with supporters on the city's Near East Side.
So right now we are at Lincoln Cafe with our supporters, Democrats and Republicans, alike, here waiting for the results.
And from the beginning, things didn't look great. Early on, the Board of Elections reported that absentee votes showed Issue 1 losing 2-1. Regardless, co-chair of Represent Columbus, John Beard, was still optimistic.
I think, you know, if the voters do not approve Issue 1, that doesn't mean the issue is dead.
In July, Mayor Andrew Ginther responded to Issue 1 by forming a charter review committee that will evaluate city government, including district representation. That means by next year, Columbus residents could be considering an issue ballot similar to Issue 1. By 9 p.m., election results rolled in, showing Issue 1 had been defeated in a landslide with just over 49,000 ballots cast. John Beard said the voter turnout in the August election was not to blame.
We thought the special election would get us an informed electorate, so folks who look at issues and consider them wisely. What we miscalculated was the amount of garbage being thrown at this campaign by the other side.
An opponent to Issue 1, James Ragland, a former mayoral candidate, believes it was rejected in part because city officials offered the alternative of a charter review committee.
The city and its leaders were responding to what the public said, and I believe what we've outlined for them moving forward is a more responsible approach, and people responded to that.
The mayor and city council will begin collecting applications from community members to serve on the charter review committee. From there, Columbus residents should have yet another opportunity to voice how they want their city government to look. Esther Honig, WOSU News.